When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims and survivors, and also the thrivers of narcissistic abuse, the people who have thrived through it, who've come out the other end as well. Today's episode is going to be about how the truth, telling your story, telling what happened to you with a narcissist or a toxic person, how the truth is not a smear campaign, how the truth is not character assassination. I got a comment on my TikTok a little while ago from a great creator. And she was just like, this is one reason I was afraid to tell my story is because my ex convinced me that telling my story would be tantamount to character assassination, y'all. Or it would be a smear campaign. Me telling the truth about my story of narcissistic abuse would be a smear campaign, which would make me a narcissist. Y'all, a smear campaign is full of falsities, lies, untruths, and rumors to smear like poop. Imagine taking poop and smearing it everywhere. That's what they are. They're taking literal shit and smearing it, and smearing your name with it, trying to smear your image with it, trying to smear your reputation with it. That's what a narcissistic person does. That's a smear campaign. The truth, telling the truth about what you experienced, what you went through, what you survived, is absolutely not a smear campaign, because you can't tell the truth and smear somebody at the same time. I know what you're thinking, like, well, Lee, technically, if you tell the truth, you are kind of ruining their reputation, and it is kind of character assassination. It absolutely 100% is not. The truth in and of itself cannot be a lie. So the truth cannot ruin a real reputation that has not been gained on falsities and untruths. So if your reputation is built on lies, manipulation, and untruths, the truth is not smearing you. The truth is actually revealing who you really are. It's not character assassination. It's character revealing. It's revealing who you are. It's unmasking you, like Scooby-Doo at the end of Scooby-Doo. And they're like, I wouldn't have got away with it too if it wasn't for these meddling kids. Let's see who's behind this smear campaign. Right, mystery? Narcissistic robot resetting outside. Powering back up. Hey, gang. Let's see who's behind the mask of the mystery of narcissistic personality disorder. And they pull the mask off, and it's your significant other. It's your ex. It's your mom. It's your dad. It's your brother. It's your sister. It's somebody that's in your life that's related to you. You see what I'm saying? So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, you have to understand that if you want to tell your story, of course, be careful with it. Of course, be safe with it. Of course, protect yourself, you know. And of course, make sure that nothing you say in your story can be used against you in a court of law. But telling your story is not a smear campaign. Telling your story about you, what you went through and what you experienced, can actually help you heal. It can help other people. But of course, this is again, use discretion when telling your story. Why should we have to use discretion when telling our story? They didn't use discretion when they were abusing us, Lee, because these people can get dangerous. They can get super dangerous when the thought at one of a narcissistic person's biggest fears is being exposed for who they really are. The world seeing them for who they really are, who we really are. As a narcissist myself, the world seeing us for who we really are is one of a narcissistic person's biggest fears. So they fight fear. They shame because exposure brings shame, or it could bring a lot of shame. You see what I'm saying? So as a narcissist, they want to protect their reputation at all costs. And you are a cost because you know the truth. And like I said, I said this on my TikTok account too. Like, is telling my story a smear campaign? No, telling your story does not make you a narcissist. Telling the truth does not make you a narcissist. Telling the truth is not a smear campaign. And a lot of people ask me, so does that mean a narcissist knows what they're doing is wrong? Yes. Narcissistic people know the difference between right and wrong, which is why they want you to keep silent about what they did to you. If they, when they do good things for you, do they want you to keep it silent? Do they want you to keep it private? Some of them do, but for the most part, most narcissistic people, when they do good deeds, when they do things that they want to be proud of, they shout it to the rooftops and they want the world to know. Why don't they want the world to know that they called you fat? Why don't they want the world to know that they called you the B word or the C word? Or they belittled you because of your weight or your education or your lifestyle or your speech impediment. Why don't they want the world to know that? Because they know people would view them in a different light. Why don't they want people to see the recording of them yelling and screaming at you and threatening to unalive themselves and unalive you? Why don't they want the world to see that, y'all? Because they know the difference between right and wrong. They know they treated you like shit. They know it, and they don't want you to tell the world. They don't want you to tell anybody. They don't even want you to tell your damn mama. So what do you think they want you to do to tell them the world? Hey, I'm going to put my story on TikTok, and it could blow up and get millions of views and expose you for the asshole you are. They don't want to hear that. So they could lash out and attack you and be dangerous towards you. That's why I tell people, protect your peace at all costs when you're dealing with a narcissist. You have to, y'all. You literally have to protect your peace, protect yourself, protect your mental health and your physical health as well. Protect your family's well-being. Protect everything worth protecting. You know what I mean? But telling your story is not a, y'all, telling your story does not make you a narcissist. Unless your story is full of lies and holes and manipulation, then it can't make you a narcissist. The truth cannot make you a narcissist. Most narcissistic people lie just to be lying. Most narcissistic people lie when the truth will work. Most narcissists hold grudges. Most narcissists treat everybody close to them terribly. Most people, you know what I mean? They don't want the world to know that they beat your ass. They don't want you to post that picture of that black eye they gave you. They don't want you to know. They don't want the world to know. And of course, sometimes you don't want the world to know. Sometimes because a lot of times people have been protecting narcissists for so long. You still want to protect them even when you get out the relationship dynamic with them. Even when you go no contact, you still want to protect them. Even when you are doing things, like even in public, even in private, you still want to protect them. Because they conditioned you, they've conditioned you to believe that protecting them is the way of your life. The way for you to live your best life is to protect them, protect their reputation. You know what I mean? Don't let them silence you. Unless you want to be silent for your own safety or well-being, don't let anybody else silence you for telling the story of what they did to you. Because there's accountability there. Your truth is their accountability, and they don't want the damn world to know. So that's why a lot of times if you threaten a narcissist, like, I'm going to tell my story, they might start going ahead and try to get their story, their version of the story out there first. They might want to start spreading actual rumors about you. They might want to start doing an actual smear campaign on you. And if people don't know your side of the story, strangers on the internet, they might actually believe the narcissistic person. I've seen it happen so many times. I've seen it happen so many times where the narcissistic person hops on social media and starts to blast the other person. They starts to absolutely bash the other person, like smear campaign to the peaks of the highest mountain. And people start to believe, oh my goodness, that's terrible. People just believe them because they trust that person. The narcissist has a good reputation typically. The narcissist has put on a facade for the world, so a lot of people like them. Damn, man, I can't believe you going through that. I can't believe she did you like that, man. Dang. Whole time that narcissistic person is lying. Or dang, man, I can't believe she did that to you. Whole time the narcissistic person is lying. Women can be narcissists too, y'all. Non-binary people can be narcissists. Narcissists is not a one-sex-fits-all, not a one-gender-fits-all type of thing. Narcissism as a whole is it just is, y'all. It is what it is. So I'm telling my story. My story is not a smear campaign. Who am I smearing? My story is smearing me. And a lot of people come at me just like, Lee, you're not trying to help narcissists. Yeah. How do you help a narcissist, y'all? You don't help a narcissist by coddling them or making them feel good about the shit that they do. You put a mirror in front of them and you make them stare at it like a goddamn vampire. When they see their reflections, they crack. I cracked when I saw my reflection. When I hit rock bottom, I saw my reflection. I cracked. I hated myself. There's no way to help the damn narcissist that doesn't want to help themselves. People send me emails saying that crazy shit like, Lee, you're a hypocrite. You don't want to give narcissists hope. My whole thing is I give myself hope. I don't want to give hope to people who don't need it, who don't want it. People who believe the people that they're dealing with are the issue and not them. You know what I mean? Sorry, I keep looking at my watch. Yeah. We're out here trying to grow and shine and live better lives, y'all. I want y'all to live the best life possible. So if telling your story is what it is, so if telling your story helps you heal, then that's what it is. If keeping quiet helps you heal and help protect you against a narcissistic person that has a lot of money and a lot of influence, it is what it is, y'all. Whatever you have to do to tell you, whatever you have to do to make yourself heal faster, heal better, heal, just heal to the point of healing, do it. But absolutely 100,000% telling your story is not a smear campaign. It just isn't. It's not. Don't let somebody stifle your voice to protect their reputation because they knew they treated you like shit and they don't want other people to know. Why you telling everybody everything about us? Why can't we keep, we can work this out in the house? Why you gotta tell everybody everything about us? Blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, 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 beep. Y'all know how it goes, y'all. I get passionate about this shit because I want to see people win. I want to see people win. I didn't say empaths win. I didn't say narcissists win. I said I want to see people win. People become better. The best version of themselves that don't hurt everybody else. They don't hurt other people. But anyways, let me wrap this thing up, y'all. Again, June 12th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're going to be at Cova, C-O-V-A, Brewery in Norfolk, Virginia. It's not Virginia Beach. Somebody corrected me on that today. It's Norfolk, Virginia. Live in-person meetup. It's free. Come out there and hang out, y'all. We just going to be out there chilling. We already rented the space and everything. Just a meet and greet for the people that follow us, the people we follow, just in person. Come see us. Come hang out. Me, Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations. We're going to be going in North Carolina next, California. We're going to be everywhere, y'all. Anyways, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. As much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you I learn even more from you. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.